Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Today's the day.
It's election day, and we're doing our best to keep it nuanced.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
So it's not technically election day, just we're recording this the night before, but it's going to be released on election day, the moment we've all been waiting for.
The long journey comes to an end.
Well, before we get started, thanks to everyone who's been giving such amazing birthday presents all week. We've gotten iTunes reviews and follows on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And we would just, again, like to thank so much our big time supporters, Christine, Sydney, Nicolette, Paige, Audrey, Ashley, and Tracy. And thank you to Julia and Kim for joining the ranks, and Casey for her generous donation. We really appreciate it, you guys.
And also thank you for your well thought out emails, which we someday respond to all of them. We were texting today about the emails and Facebook messages. It's not like people just pop in and say hi. It's like, hey, let me give you something really intelligent and articulate and thoughtful. And we want to respond to them with a similar level of thought. So thanks for your patience with us. But we love hearing from every one of you. And it's just always overwhelming how smart and interesting and diverse our listeners are.
So I ended my long journey of door knocking today. I knocked on my 5,523rd door.
I feel like I need a sound effect for that. Like, woohoo, good job.
I know,
Sarah.
Right? It
That's
was intense.
A lot of
it was,
work.
It was really intense. I can't believe it. You know, it sort of, I feel like I've been doing it in a while, but it also went really fast. The very last house I knocked on, a little girl was walking down the driveway from school, and so I walked up to her and I introduced myself and I told her she was my last door, and I knocked on 5,000 doors, and her eyes are just kind of big looking up at me. It was just really intense to, like, sort of, and I asked her if she would give it to her parents. It was just really intense to have my last interaction be with a little girl, considering the already heightened emotional state I'm feeling about this race. I told our group on Facebook it should be, at this point, it's not what I'm crying about, it's what I'm not crying about. I swear to you, I'd cried like six times this morning before I'd had breakfast. it's out of control.
Well, I hope that you'll get some relief from that after tomorrow. I mean, I wonder how long it will take for that to run off.
I don't know. I mean, I just, it's just so much, right? I mean, I was talking to my grandmother tonight, and she got choked up because she thought she'd never get to vote for a woman for president, and she'd never see a woman president, and people are posting things about Susan B. Anthony's grave being open late, and I'm out here knocking on doors, and it's a lot. It's a whole lot for me to take in. And the Hillary Clinton campaign with those videos, like, every day, I'm just, it's a lot. It's a whole lot.
I mean, I would welcome you to the Zen state that is my brain right now, but I don't. I know that you don't want to cozy up on this couch. So,
right now, my emotional struggle is what to wear to the polls tomorrow. Have you heard all the sort of organized poll wardrobe choices?
I have. It's, you know, it's not for me, but, like, good.
Even
for the
white
who
for
are
the
excited.
Suffragettes. What about for the suffragettes?
Yeah, it's after Labor Day. I'm Southern. I mean, I just can't do it. But I'm excited.
There's also, you could also wear a red scarf. Somebody told me that they read that. Somebody posted in one of the groups I'm listening that the suffragettes used to wear red scarves too. Some of them, so you could also wear a red scarf.
It just feels a little bit weird to me because I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. It's not like I want to take anything away from the fact that I am excited about a woman becoming president. And just for our new listeners. To answer the question that Sarah gets about me most often, no, I am not voting for Donald Trump. I am voting for Evan McMullen, and I understand that Evan McMullen is not going to win, but I want to make a principled vote that reflects my views, so that's what I'm doing. So I don't know. I think I might feel like an imposter or something participating in that, since it's not the direction that I'm going.
That's true. I can't believe it's here tomorrow. I can't believe I'm going to cast a vote for the first, most likely, in my opinion, the first woman president. And for myself, it's so big right now. This moment is big.
Seeing your name on the ballot, that'll be surreal, right? That'll be really fun.
Yeah, it was the same way in May, but it was just different, you know, like, it's just different when you're voting for yourself in a primary. Like, it doesn't feel as real as it does voting for yourself for the actual office. I had another good run-in with voters today, like lots of people who said they'd already voted for me. And so I'm feeling hopeful. I'm feeling really, I have absorbed your confidence about the presidential race because I bought some airplane tickets for Washington, D.C. in January today.
Oh, good for you. How exciting.
Always take them. It's going to be great.
I saw that someone shared my endorsement of you, which made me feel like it was a real endorsement. I was excited about that.
Yeah. Beth wrote a really lovely endorsement for me. And so everybody's been great. You know, my friends are sending me cards and everybody's checking in on me and how you doing. And they're so excited. My grandmother, however, is a nervous wreck, like more nervous than me, I think. So
it's going to be great. You're going to win. I'm excited for you. It's going to be fine. You're going to be all a mess about Hillary Clinton winning. And we're just going to see what happens from here.
I mean, I'm just crying so much. If we both win, I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know either. I'm not going to be there to document it as I was at the DNC, so someone else will have to take all the pictures.
Oh my gosh, I'm just so excited. Griffin is really, my kids are really funny. Like, there's been so many great posts on Facebook about people sort of, like, how the kids have been absorbing this. Like, sad stuff, like, are all the black and brown people going to leave if Donald Trump wins, stuff like that. But also, it's just been, Griffin's, like, stressed. He's like, are we going to have to move? What's going to happen if you don't win? All the stuff. And I'm like, dude, if I don't win, everything will be fine. Everything important will remain the same. But it's just kind of been funny to watch him be so interested in it this time.
Well, we've gotten a couple of messages today. I mean, obviously, it's getting more intense surrounding the time that we actually go vote. And we've gotten several indications today of people who are just struggling because people that they love and are close to are making different decisions than they are. And, you know, not surprisingly, considering sort of our format and our audience, we're hearing a lot from women who are surprised by people around them voting for Donald Trump. And so we thought we would take a second to tackle, like, just keeping it together when you feel really strongly about this.
Well, Nicholas and I actually had two of our dearest friends over and had a really long conversation about this thing. And so I think there are two separate things. It's how do you talk to people you love about voting for Trump, and then how you talk to people you love about voting for Trump, I guess, is the sort of how you think about those people. And so I hadn't really put this into words before, but I told my friends that, you know, I know these people well. I know that they're not racist and they're not misogynist. And for whatever complex sort of calculation they made, that's fine. And sort of what I told them was, you know, I think for me why it feels so serious is that I don't want a single vote in his tally that says the way this man has behaved is okay. And I just worry so badly that the more votes he gets, the more it sort of degrades the conversation and it makes it okay for somebody else to try these tactics and all this stuff. So, it doesn't change the way I feel about them that they might vote for Trump in the same way, you know, so I have family members that are voting for Trump. And so I just think you have to realize that, you know, we had another listener say something that I thought was so emailed us and talked about how we all feel persecuted because she says we have taken identity politics to the stream with our positions on issues becoming our identities. And listen, I just think that if you know someone to be a good person and, you know, the complexity of why somebody votes is as complex as humans themselves. And the human brain can do all kinds of gymnastics. And I don't know, it's just you have to give a little grace. That's just all there is left to give at this point in the election cycle. And you just have to give a little grace.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box. And $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit. Or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I think that's right. And I also think that we have to stop having a stake in how other people feel. If there's so much freedom in not having a stake about how other people feel and how other people process information and about how other people make decisions. And so I think it's really important to have a stake in understanding other people and saying, what can I learn from this and how can I make something good of this? But there is nothing to be gained by having a stake in how someone else feels and how someone else chooses to use that person's vote. And there are a lot of things at work here. We'll study for decades why Donald Trump did so well in this election. My husband and I were talking about this tonight too. And Chad said, look, you can slice and dice data all day. You can theorize about economic conditions or social conditions or whatever. My conclusion is basically that Donald Trump is just a giant middle finger by a bunch of people who are tired of the way our system is and isn't functioning. And that's not to, he said that not in a critical way of Trump supporters. Like he said, I understand my husband is not planning to vote for Donald Trump either, but he understands better than I do, I think, how frustrating people find the whole culture of Washington and how they're willing to roll the dice on someone who is calling that out. And he's calling it out in ways that make a lot of us uncomfortable. But he gets it. And I'm trying to adopt as much as I can of how he gets it and say, I don't need to be so judgmental of that choice. Now, I find it easier to say that as we get closer and it seems less likely to me that he's going to win. So I want to be transparent about the fact that I would have had a harder time articulating this if I felt there was a real possibility that he was going to win. But I think the Electoral College is such a check on the popular vote that I just don't think that's going to happen.
I just thought of something. I guess, so there are the political reasons that people will vote for Donald Trump. They are complicated and they are many. And I understand the point that many of our listeners have made, which is, how could his racism and misogyny and anti-Semitism and just general disregard for kindness trump that, pun intended? And I don't know. I don't. I don't know. It does it for me. And I like to think that if the roles were reversed and this was happening on the Democratic side, I would stay the same and I would say, no, never. Never would I vote for somebody who talks about women and other races and people in general like this. But I think at the end of the day, what is to be gained by me or by anyone by just deciding to write off anyone who votes for Donald Trump? Like, they made a different calculus, and it might be for reasons that make us, that are all difficult and hard and even racist or sexist or whatever, but like they are what they are. And I just don't know what is to be gained by saying, well, that's despicable and I don't want to have anything to do with those people, because come Wednesday or tomorrow, I guess if the case may be, we'll still be here. We'll still all be here together. And deciding that someone is despicable for who they vote for or the reasons they vote for somebody, it doesn't make them disappear. You know, they're still here and we still have to figure out how to go forward together. And, you know, I don't think stronger together is just a stupid tagline. I do believe that. And I think we have to realize that, you know, if Donald Trump has done us any favors, it's bringing up a lot to the surface that of opinions and ideas that are still hanging around and that need to be addressed and that need to be dealt with openly and fairly, and again, with a lot of grace. So, you know, I'm not saying that people who vote for Donald Trump for reasons you might not like or can't get to the place that you are with regards to his sort of racism and sexism and all that. Like, I get it. And it's deeply upsetting to me too. But like, just deciding that you can't accept a person because of that, it just, like I said, like, it doesn't make them disappear. There's that person's still here. And that person, for better or for worse, is still in your life. And so I don't know. I just think we have to decide, like, what's to be gained? What path gets us forward moving come tomorrow?
And keeping the theme of stretching the moral imagination, I think it's really important to make space for the idea that there are people who abhor Donald Trump's misogyny and racism and xenophobia and are still making the choice painfully to vote for him because they think that he might have some bit of solution to problems that need to be solved because they hope that he'll surround himself with people who suppress his worst instincts and who bring a level of competence that they don't think he possesses. I mean, there are people who have made a calculus that I don't agree with and you don't agree with and, you know, many of our listeners don't agree with, but it's still a calculus that, like you said, it's not going anywhere. And if we truly believe in ourselves as a democracy, we need to think carefully about what's behind that calculus that we can find some common ground on and move forward. And the other thing is, to your point about what good does it do, no one has ever been persuaded by being degraded. And I think that is a very, very important truth coming out of this election. So the way that we count the votes, and not count the votes, but react to the counting of the votes, is going to be really important. Because if all of the people who've been saying stronger together for months really believe it, then hopefully they can help along this process of bringing everyone back together.
It's going to be a tough process, but I think we can do it, America. I really do.
We've done a lot of hard things as America. So I think we can do it too.
Well, are we ready to wrap up
our 7 days of podcasting?
Oh my gosh. Well, that's not really true because we're going to be back tomorrow, right?
I imagine that we will in some form.
Yeah. So we're here, y'all. We're here for you, America. Please, in the name of all things sacred and holy, keep it nuanced, y'all.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
There's not much worse than a dry, itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze. And its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.